This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back to Camo X, at your service. Brad Young in with you this evening. 314-436-7900. I've had a veritable plethora of interesting text messages this evening. Some of them I'm not really sure I understand. Some of them are not FCC appropriate. Others are extremely insightful. So anytime you like to call or text, 314-436-7900. Think about, and I'm going to get to a study that was done in New York and in some of the northeastern states, but think about what it is you are afraid of. What are you afraid of? And of course, some of the top things that folks are afraid of, a fear of flying. I think that's called aerophobia, a fear of germs, which we're seeing a lot more of that today. People who are afraid of germs. Claustrophobia, that's the classic, fear of small places. Also, another common fear is agoraphobia, the fear of open or crowded spaces. And even a fear of snakes or a fear of heights. So before I get to the result of this study, I'm going to pick on Matt Pajeski again, board operator extraordinaire. And Matt, any one thing that you are afraid of, like snakes or something?
Not snakes. I'm not a huge fan of spiders, to be honest, or really any bug for that.
Arachnophobia.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. But if it comes down to it and I got to kill a bug or kill a spider, I'll do it, but I'm not going to like it.
Well, you would like my dog. I've got a black lab who, like most dogs, the squirrel is their mortal enemy, right?
Yeah.
They were born to destroy squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, and I'm talking about an extremely close second for my black lab, are flying bugs.
Wow.
And if there's a bug and if there's something flying in the house, she goes nuts. And I have literally seen her, as a bug is flying, do like a flying leap and snatch the bug with her mouth and catch it and swallow it.
I need to train my dog how to do that. That should be a trick that you should be able to train all your dogs.
I wish I could. It's amazing. You know, you've seen those things where the dogs catch frisbees, mm-hmm. and my dog's great at catching frisbees or tennis balls. But the first time I saw her snatch a bug out of the air, I'm like, whoa.
Wow.
Now, Now, that's actually something useful for a dog to do.
Your dog could be like the canine unit of a exterminator company or something like that.
Exactly. I'll have to think up with a catchy phrase for that. But according to a story, and I want to see if this impacts you at all, Matt, but according to a study that just came out here in the New York area, the greatest fear of folks who live in urban areas is what's called nomophobia. Or no mobile phobia, the fear of losing your cell phone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm scared of being like disconnected, or like maybe I'm in a situation where I need to get a hold of somebody and I can't. I can see that, but just not having the phone on me is, I guess, you know, it's not a huge deal to me. But like I said, the feeling of being disconnected from, you know, right. In the case of emergency, I can survive without social media and stuff like that. I don't care about, but
have you seen folks your age who are just, if they didn't have their cell phone on them, they'd be breaking out in sweats?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I have too. I've seen that. My kids are that way. If they can't find their phone, they're panicked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. I might have missed some sort of tweet that somebody sent. Well, whoop-de-freaking-do, you know, I don't care. Care about that.
Nowadays, too, but like you've got everything on your phone, your entire life.
Yes,
you've got,
your entire life is on your phone.
Your bank, you know, you can pay bills on your phone, your Apple wallet, you know, you've got credit cards on that. You know, your social media, you know, if people have access to that, they can pretend they're you, they can say things to your friends, say things about you that aren't true. So, yeah, I guess I do get it. There's a lot at risk there if you lose something like that.
But I just find it interesting. What would our grandparents or great grandparents think that we're terrified of being disconnected all the time, or fear of not being connected all the time? And of course, that device is through the phone, but it doesn't really compare with some of these other fears. But yet we see it every single day, don't we?
Yeah, we really do.
Yeah, it's interesting. In New York City, it was listed as the number one of all fears and on a survey.
What happened to, like, death or public speaking?
You know? Well, I mean, all those are on the list, but fear of being phoneless, of being, and I guess incorporated within that is being disconnected. I think that's the greater psychological concept, is that you're disconnected from those who you're connected with via, you know, digital. You're digitally connected with people.
Sure.
And that was listed as the number one fear. It was also the number one fear in New Jersey. It was the number one fear in Boston, was being phoneless. Now, this was just done in an urban center, but 53% found they suffered extreme anxiety when separated from their phones, and the survey, and some of the survey responses, people said they likened it to the stress of wedding day jitters when they were separated from their phone. That to me seems a little extreme.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, personally, I guess I would feel part of that if I lost my phone, just not knowing A, where it is, B, who may be in possession of it that may want to do harm to it or whatever. Although I feel pretty confident now that with, you know, the passwords and two-factor authentic, whatever, you know, that you've got set up, I feel like you're probably safe if something happens to it for a short amount of time.
Worst case scenario, you contact your provider and they digitally, remotely turn off the phone and scrub it. It's not hard to do.
I'm more worried about losing my wallet. Like, that's I guess your wallet's on your phone too, but that's way more valuable than the phone.
Yeah, it is. But of course, as you've already mentioned, with Apple Pay or whatever, everything that's tied up with you financially and otherwise is all in our phones and these little devices that we drop and we misplace. And some people apparently drop them in the toilet, which to me sounds very disgusting.
Yeah.
But it does happen. But we talk about these phobias, and that's leading me into the next guest we're going to have after the break. We're going to talk to a child psychologist about how the war in Ukraine, which is constantly in the news, it's constantly on television. There's nothing better for television than showing things blowing up. And we're seeing that, as opposed to in movies that are fake, we're seeing it in real life. We're seeing families destroyed, impacted, and killed. How does that impact our children? How does that impact our grandchildren? Again, we're going to talk to a child psychologist right after this, at your service on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Welcome back to At Your Service on Camel X. And as I mentioned before the break, every day, we see that the war is the top headline in the news. We hear it described. We see it portrayed. We see video. And now with social media, it's instantaneous. We're seeing destruction and death happen, and we're just dealing with it very casually. But how do we talk to our children and grandchildren about such a complex and emotionally disturbing topic like war? So joining us this evening is Dr. Dean Beckloff. He's a licensed professional counselor and a trained play therapist for children who specializes in family counseling and parenting, really to address emotional and behavioral issues. Dr. Beckloff, thanks for joining us this evening on Camel X.
Hey, it's good to be with you, and you're in one of my favorite cities.
Really? How's that? What's so great about St. Louis?
Oh my word!
It's, I mean, I'm giving you a slow pitch because I think it's the greatest city ever. But what do you like about St. Louis?
I love it, and I love the history there, and I love the there's the old train station that's been redone. And
Union Station, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely, love it.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, if you ever make it over here, I'll buy you lunch.
I'll do it.
Yeah, well, especially at the prices of beef these days, that commitment's getting more and more expensive. But doctor, generally speaking, we often think that, and I've heard this said, that children are just smaller versions of adults. But why is that not true?
Well, they're not. You know, they're now. Are they intrigued by the adult world? Yes. I remember as a little kid wanting to know what was happening and listening in, and then my parents would send me out of the room when I was listening in and I shouldn't have been, and all of that. But no, they're not young adults. They're not adults. They're kids who have feelings, of course, but they don't know what to do with them, and they certainly don't know how to understand them. And so, you know, with the current situation, that's really hard, particularly for younger kids. Now, I was talking today with a teenager today, and he wanted to talk about what's going on in Ukraine. You know, he's hearing about it and hearing about it from friends, and even hearing about it from teachers. So he's wanting to know what's happening, and he thinks he knows what's happening, too, at 17.
Well, and this is the reason why I wanted to talk to you about this topic, Dr. Beckloff, because in my day job as a practicing attorney, I often deal with cases involving PTSD, people who are filing lawsuits alleging psychological trauma, cognitive impairment, and so forth. And yet, so I understand the concept of the difference between different emotional stressors. But how do emotional stressors impact children differently than the way emotional stressors impact adults?
A lot of that's going to be dependent on the development of the kid. And I know that probably makes a lot of sense to you. I mean, younger kids, they're going to need simpler discussions. With anyone, you, me, teenagers, young kids, the first step is always to listen and to listen carefully. And one of the things I wanted to do with this young man that I was talking to today is find out what he does know. And the same thing is true for younger kids. Now, if a young child is somewhat oblivious to it, we don't need to open the can of worms. There's no reason to. But if you have a young child coming up to you and talking about what's going on, then that's number one is listen. I remember now I'm pretty old, so I was scared when I heard about the Vietnam War and people going over there, and I talked to my parents about it. I don't remember what they said, but I do remember that they listened. Mm-hmm. And that is the takeaway for all of us.
Right, because when a child hears about this, as opposed to, say, a video game that a kid might be able to understand that is make-believe and not real, but when they're seeing something new, like in the news, rather, that is real, that's happening, that people are dying, doesn't that create a sense of vulnerability and a fear in children in terms of something like this might actually happen to me, and how am I going to be protected from that?
You bet. And that, I think you just hit it right there. Number one and key for kids is safety. Am I safe? And am I going to be safe? And what about security? And so I think for younger ones, it doesn't need to be long and drawn out. It's just that, hey, this is why we have policemen and policewomen, mm-hmm. and we have armies, and we have the Navy. Those are all about keeping us safe, and also other countries safe too, honey. I mean, the U.S. is helping a lot of people to stay safe. That's what we're doing, and that can be really helpful for younger kids. Now, when you get into preteen kids, older elementary, high school students, that's where you're going to want to know what do they know, and maybe even where they heard it from.
Exactly.
Because if they're getting their information from TikTok, they may need a little bit more.
Yeah, my youngest daughter, Doctor, is a freshman in college this year. I have three daughters, so pray for me. But
I have two.
There you go.
Two.
You and understand. You understand. So,
they're married. I got grandkids.
Wow. Well, you're a little ahead of me in that regard. But my youngest just started college. But when she was younger, she would tell me all of these factoids, and I would always say, "Come on, are you getting that from TikTok? Are you getting that from BuzzFeed? That's not real." And then later in life, and in fact, even recently, when she was telling me something, and she said, "Well, Dad, I did not read this on BuzzFeed. It's real." So, yeah, it is important to find out the sources. But one of the things you mentioned, talking about reassuring younger children or grandchildren about being safe, should that be the focus if these younger children bring up what they're seeing, bring up what they're hearing, or bring up what they're hearing adults talk about? Should focusing on that security issue be the focal point for parents and grandparents?
Absolutely. First, as I said before, listen. Helps them to realize you've hurt them, but that's going to take a weight off. You know, that just takes a load off the chest. But then number two, we're secure, we're safe, and that's really the question that's at the heart for everybody, really, but particularly for young children. And you know what? They really depend on us. And if we as parents are using our voice to say you're fine and we're going to be fine, That's very helpful. But, you know, the TV, man, you know, that's bringing the war right into our living room. So, obviously, another thing is be careful. I mean, a lot of us are news junkies, and I love watching the news. But when we've got especially younger children, we don't need to be having it on 24/7, mm-hmm. probably. Put them to bed and then get your news. We don't need to be filling it up over and over again, because a lot of the news is also going to be about anxiety and fear.
Yes, lots of things. We only have about a minute or two left here. We're talking to Dr. Dean Beckloff, and I know this is probably an hour-long TED Talk here, but just generally speaking, one of the things that I see is younger and younger kids playing on phones, on electronic devices, on tablets. And a lot of times I see even young, very young children scrolling through social media. As a general proposition, can't the negative parts of social media have a truly detrimental effect on younger children?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's disheartening, you know, and they're growing up with that. That's how their brain is being shaped and molded. So, yes. And then when you talk about gaming, my first experience with a game was called Pong. And it was,
I played Pong.
College.
Yeah, I did.
It was in college. And, you know, you get 16 lives. Well, no, this is something quite different. And I think that's where parents coming in, especially with our older kids and teenagers, and asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get out the map. Look at Ukraine.
Perfect.
And let's talk also about what some of the issues are. What do you think the issues are for Ukraine? What do you think the issues are for the U.S.? You know, helping them to do some deeper thinking. Mm-hmm. And what about freedom? Is that important? And what about democracy? You know, all of that can be looked at. One real quick thing I want to put a plug in is most kids want to help out, even young kids. My youngest daughter, when 9/11 happened, she wanted to go all around the neighborhood, collect money for people in New York City. Well, that is at the heart. So even talking about what can we as a family do? Is there something that we can do to contribute?
That is
something that will be very beneficial to our kids.
Well, tell us, Doctor, before we take a break here and let you go, tell us about the Beckloff Behavioral Health Center. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, it's a family counseling. We work with, you're an attorney. I work with a lot of attorneys and judges and family law, of course. And then we also do a lot of work with teenagers, with young children, play therapy, as you mentioned, kind of targeting the entire family.
And if folks want more information on that, Doctor, how can they find you online?
It is www.drbeckloff.com. drbeckloff.com.
Dr. Beckloff, Dr. Dean Beckloff. Hey, thanks so much for joining us this evening. You're addressing a fabulous topic, and I appreciate you being available tonight.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hey, we're going to take a break. After this break, we're going to open the phones up on this topic or, again, the other topics we're talking about tonight, 314-436-7900 at your service. We'll be right back. Welcome back to At Your Service, covering all the topics of the day and oftentimes a lot of topics that aren't being covered. And we've got some news stories that we'll be getting to here in the next few minutes that don't make it to the top of the headline news, but that doesn't mean they're not still important. But first, I want to get to the phones. Larry's been holding. Hey, Larry, welcome to KMOX.
Good evening, Brad.
Good evening, sir.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. It's great to hear you.
So, are you an advocate of Wikipedia?
Well, that's a loaded question. What I'm not.
Think,
go ahead.
Do you think it's substantial?
Well, I think that Wikipedia is a decent place for general knowledge. The problem is that the online editors of Wikipedia typically skew anything towards the left. And I think a lot of times conservative voices are not heard on Wikipedia entries because of the editors. So given that, yeah, I think it's a good first start for finding information. Why is that?
So here's my question, and I have two quick points. First of all, I went to Wikipedia, Joe Biden. So in 2009, which is, 13 years ago, mm-hmm. his income was $27,012. That's what they had.
Sure it was.
Right. But listen to this. Now, in 2020, which is 2 years ago, his income was $9 million. And they said that the increase was due to speaking engagements. Who would pay him to speak anywhere?
He was
in the Obama administration, probably cutting all kind of good deals. That's where he made the money at.
I think the American Dementia Society might want to have him there as a speaker. But there's a lot of I'm somewhat familiar with this, Larry, but not necessarily personally. But there is what's called a mashed potato circuit out there where folks can earn $300,000, $500,000 a speech. I know Jay Leno, when he does corporate events, he gets paid $500,000 for one speech in an evening. And I can imagine that when you're the vice president, that there would be speaking engagements where people would want you to speak, because during the Trump years, if you are a left-leaning or a very far left-leaning corporation, you're going to want Joe Biden to come and speak. So I don't know that that's necessarily wrong. The real question is, and this is certainly true with whether it's Biden or whether it's Nancy Pelosi, is how is it that their spouses are always multimillionaires, and it always has something to do, usually has something to do with their outside interests that give them government income? That's the real question. Nancy Pelosi's husband is a multi-millionaire, and it's always from government contracts.
Secondly, when we were going through the thing with Afghanistan, when the 13 soldiers were killed, we left a lot of military equipment in Afghanistan.
Yes, we did.
Why? So Trump warned in 2018 or 2019 that Ukraine was going to be under attack. He said it in a speech. I saw the speech on Newsmax. So why didn't the alert go off? Why weren't those arms moved from Afghanistan into the Ukraine instead of just leaving there to sit and rust?
Well, I can tell you what the official story would be, and then I'll tell you what I think the real answer is. The official answer, Larry, would be that, because I've heard this official answer given during the withdrawal from Afghanistan, that the materials and equipment that were left there were done so because it would cost more to get them out than what the equipment was worth. Now, I don't believe that, but that's the story. That's the official story that was given. Now, the reason why I think that more material wasn't shipped into Ukraine before this happened is because the left, for the last, my goodness, more than a decade, has been trying to sell us a bill of goods that Russia was our friend. All right, go back and watch the 2012 debate between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. The two candidates were asked, what's the greatest threat to this country? And Mitt Romney said Russia, and he was mocked. He was mocked and ridiculed because the Obama administration said, no, Russia is our friend. And Hillary Clinton made the famous line of saying that we're doing a reset on Russia. Russia is our friend. Russia is a close trading partner. We don't have anything to fear from Russia. That's what we've been told for the past 10 years. And so the Democrats would not move any arms into and materials into Ukraine because from their perspective, Russia was a friend.
You know, the military doesn't move that equipment. Those are like contracts like Halliburton and I think Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, I think he has a contract. He had a contract written up with Obama where he did a lot of moving of equipment over there. So just to say the Democrats would move the equipment, I think that's a little blasé. I think they have people that they hire
out. I wasn't saying the Democrats would be moving it, Larry. What I was suggesting is...
I know what you meant.
Is that if from the official line, if a piece of equipment costs $5 million, then it would be more expensive logistically to move it out of Afghanistan than it would be just to leave it there. And so that was the official line. Now, I don't believe that. Look at the cost of military equipment. It's outrageous. It's extraordinary. And so I can't envision any circumstances other than maybe small arms that would be worth leaving and abandoning. And that equipment, frankly, is now being controlled by the Taliban. It's being controlled by people who are aligned against the United States, against capitalism, against Christianity, against the values that we hold dear. We've essentially given them all the weapons to fight us.
So do you think this administration's all about crashing the middle class? That's what I see. That's what I see going on right now.
Okay. Well, let me answer it this way, Larry. I don't think that that's the desire is to crash the middle class. I think that's the result of their policies is to crash the middle class. Here's why. In 2020 and in 2021, I just read this today, Larry, 61% of Americans did not pay taxes. For all of the taxes paid in the United States were paid by 39% of Americans. And so what the unintentional consequences of some of the Biden policies have been, certainly some of the bills that thankfully didn't get passed, like the Build Back Better plan, is to create such a shift of income into the so-called lower class of Americans that it essentially then would prevent middle class from moving up. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Welcome back to At Your Service, covering all the topics of the day and oftentimes a lot of topics that aren't being covered. And we've got some news stories that we'll be getting to here in the next few minutes that don't make it to the top of the headline news, but that doesn't mean they're not still important. But first, I want to get to the phones. Larry's been holding. Hey, Larry, welcome to KMOX.
Good evening, Brad.
Good evening, sir.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. It's great to hear you.
So, are you an advocate of Wikipedia?
Well, that's a loaded question. Go ahead.
Do you think it's substantial?
Well, I think that Wikipedia is a decent place for general knowledge. The problem is that the online editors of Wikipedia typically skew anything towards the left. And I think a lot of times conservative voices are not heard on Wikipedia entries because of the editors. So given that, yeah, I think it's a good first start information. Why is that?
So here's my question. And I give two quick points. First of all, I went to Wikipedia, Joe Biden. So in 2009, which is, 13 years ago, mm-hmm. his income was $27,012. That's what they had.
Sure it was.
Right. But listen to this. Now, in 2020, which is 2 years ago, his income was $9 million. And they said that the increase was due to speaking engagements. Who would pay him to speak anywhere?
Well,
he was in the Obama administration, probably cutting all kind of good deals. That's where he made the money at.
I think the American Dementia Society might want to have him as a speaker. But there's a lot of I'm somewhat familiar with this, Larry, but not necessarily personally, but there is what's called a mashed potato circuit out there where folks can earn $300,000, $500,000 a speech. I know Jay Leno, when he does corporate events, he gets paid $500,000 for one speech in an evening. And I can imagine that when you're the vice president, that there would be speaking engagements where people would want you to speak, because during the Trump years, if you are a left-leaning or a very far left-leaning corporation, you're going to want Joe Biden to come and speak. So I don't know that that's necessarily wrong. The real question is, and this is certainly true with whether it's Biden or whether it's Nancy Pelosi, is how is it that their spouses are always multimillionaires, and it always has something to do, usually has something to do with their outside interests that give them government income? That's the real question. Nancy Pelosi's husband is a multi-millionaire, and it's always from government contracts.
Secondly, when we were going through the thing with Afghanistan, when the 13 soldiers were killed, we left a lot of military equipment in Afghanistan.
Yes, we did.
Why? So Trump warned in 2018 or 2019 that Ukraine was going to be under attack. He said it in a speech. I saw the speech on Newsmax. So why didn't the alert go off? Why weren't those arms moved from Afghanistan into the Ukraine instead of just leaving there to sit and rust?
Well, I can tell you what the official story would be, and then I'll tell you what I think the real answer is. The official answer, Larry, would be that, because I've heard this official answer given during the withdrawal from Afghanistan, that the materials and equipment that were left there were done so because it would cost more to get them out than what the equipment was worth. Now, I don't believe that, but that's the story. That's the official story that was given. Now, the reason why I think that more material wasn't shipped into Ukraine before this happened is because the left, for the last, my goodness, more than a decade, has been trying to sell us a bill of goods that Russia was our friend. All right, go back and watch the 2012 debate between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. The two candidates were asked, what's the greatest threat to this country? And Mitt Romney said Russia, and he was mocked. He was mocked and ridiculed because the Obama administration said, no, Russia is our friend. And Hillary Clinton made the famous line of saying that we're doing a reset on Russia. Russia is our friend. Russia is a close trading partner. We don't have anything to fear from Russia. That's what we've been told for the past 10 years. And so the Democrats would not move any arms and materials into Ukraine because, from their perspective, Russia was a friend.
You know, the military doesn't move that equipment. Those are like contracts like Halliburton and I think Crane, Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, I think he has a contract. He had a contract written up with Obama where he did a lot of moving of equipment over there. So just for to say the Democrats would move the equipment, I think that's a little blasé. I think they have people that they hire out.
I wasn't saying the Democrats would be moving it, Larry. What I was suggesting is...
I know what you meant.
Is that if from the official line, if a piece of equipment costs $5 million, then it would be more expensive logistically to move it out of Afghanistan than it would be just to leave it there. And so that was the official line. Now, I don't believe that. Look at the cost of military equipment. It's outrageous. It's extraordinary. And so I can't envision any circumstances other than maybe small arms that would be worth leaving and abandoning. And that equipment, frankly, is now being controlled by the Taliban. It's being controlled by people who are lined against the United States, against capitalism, against Christianity, against the values that we hold dear. We've essentially given them all the weapons to fight us.
So do you think this administration's all about crashing the middle class? That's what I see. That's what I see going on right now.
Okay. Well, let me answer it this way, Larry. I don't think that that's the desire is to crash the middle class. I think that's the result of their policies is to crash the middle class. Here's why. In 2020 and in 2021, I just read this today, Larry, 61% of Americans did not pay taxes. For all of the taxes paid in the United States were paid by 39% of Americans. And so what the unintentional consequences of some of the Biden policies have been, certainly some of the bills that thankfully didn't get passed, like the Build Back Better plan, is to create such a shift of income into the so-called lower class of Americans that it essentially then would prevent middle class from moving up. And when you put a lower class person and you shackle them to government benefits, they're never going to go out and start businesses, earn income on their own. They're going to be shackled to those government benefits. And at that point, you prevent them from going into the middle class and you keep them pushed into the lower class for the remainder of their lives.
So do you consider that anti-capitalism?
Well, yes, it's very it's very anti-capitalism, because essentially when you move to the position where the government wants to not only control the resources, but as we've seen during the Biden administration, they want to control what tech companies do. They want to control what we say online. They want to control the flow of information. The government wants to dictate what's true and what's not true. And my goodness, that looks a lot like China.
Yep, and I agree. I thank you for the good comments.
All right, Larry, appreciate as always your calls. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And I mentioned this idea of controlling what we say and controlling what we think. Here's some evidence of that. Here's exactly what I'm talking about, and that is the Surgeon General of the United States just earlier this week, Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy, he sent a formal request to major tech companies demanding data on what he called, quote, misinformation, unquote, as well as the demographics of people who they claim are being misled by information online. When the Surgeon General says misled, what do you think he means? He means anything that goes against the party line. He means, for example, at one point, the government was saying if you articulated online that COVID-19 came out of a leaked lab in Wuhan, China, then that's misinformation and you should be banned from social media. Whereas today, I think the leading consensus is that that's where COVID came from. It leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China. So here's someone trying to assert the truth. And the Surgeon General of the United States wants to prevent the discussion, to prevent the open market of free ideas, the free flow of ideas in the marketplace of ideas. The Surgeon General wants to stop that. Now, I've been on the receiving end of this. I've said things on air which are true and accurate, and I've been flagged and taken off of when I've done a rebroadcast of programs on YouTube. They've been removed from YouTube because I had the gall to say things like, evidence shows that masks offer very little protection against COVID-19, which is following the science. And I've been removed from YouTube for saying things like that. So when you look at a government that wants to control how the tech companies disseminate information, that, my friends, is the next step towards totalitarianism. And it's scary. We should be moving towards the open, the freedom of ideas, the freedom of thought. We debate topics and ideas. That's what we should be doing, not restricting them. Not restricting them. And yet that's what this administration wants to do. 314-436-7900. Call or text. We've got one more segment here on At Your Service. Don't go away. I got to tell you, I love the texts I get on the text line. 314-436-7900. Getting some fascinating texts this evening. Trying to kind of consolidate some of these texts into one kind of message is that at least some of you out there are as upset as I am over the government's attempt to control our speech. And it is control. It is upsetting. It's frustrating. And to me, when the frustration comes, not just because it's happening, but because those who are trying to curtail our speech don't understand the harm that comes from curtailing free speech, and they don't understand the benefits of having a free flow of ideas. And I mention this because one of the bills that we're seeing right now that's being discussed in the House of Representatives and also in the Senate, there's a Senate version, and the senator who's supporting this bill is Senator Amy Klobuchar. Now, nobody heard of Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota. Nobody heard of her until she ran for the presidency. And she was kind of mocked on Saturday Night Live because she came across as a PTA mom. And so she got notoriety from that. And what I don't like is that she's parlaying that notoriety into doing things that are truly anti-American. So she has sponsored a bill in the Senate. It's euphemistically called the Nudge Act, N-U-D-G-E, the Nudge Act. And it stands for Nudging Users to Drive Good Experiences on Social Media. Now, who cooked up that title? That's like the worst title of a bill ever. And it's way too long. It's way too confusing. And it's not sexy in any way. So I don't think this bill is going to go anywhere. But it does show the ideas that are in our capital, in the U.S. Capitol. This bill would mandate that social media platforms use, and the term that's in this bill is arithmetic algorithms to control what people say on social media. And it's all, and the intent of all of this is to censor speech that the government thinks is invalid, to censor speech that the government labels as misinformation. Now, I'll be the first to tell you that if you read on social media, and Matt Pajeski and I were just talking about this during the break, if you read on social media that the COVID vaccine is going to have a tracer so the government can follow you when you go to the liquor store, you're just mistaken. The government doesn't, first of all, they don't care if you're going to the liquor store. And secondly, the COVID vaccine does not have a tracer in it, okay? You've watched too much Mission Impossible if you think that it does. Listen, I'm fully vaxxed, I'm boosted, and I'll be in line to get a vaccine every year. It's not going to grow two-headed babies, and it's not going to result in any alien abductions, okay? But having said that, it's not the government's place to monitor the press and the media and determine what's true and what's not true. That is not the government's job. Even if that's a problem, even if you suggest that this is an issue, folks, we never want the government telling us and controlling what is true and what is not true. And the greatest source authority that I can go to show you why that's a bad idea, read 1984 by George Orwell. I reread that book again about, it was pre-COVID. It was probably 2019 when I reread 1984 by George Orwell. First of all, that was the first time I had read that book since probably college. And I'd forgotten how much sex there was in that book. They were trying to get away from the government censors for a lot more than just freedom of speech, I'll tell you that. But the point is, and the point that George Orwell drove home, is that as you have an authoritarian government that becomes more and more controlling, the last thing that they want to control is freedom of thought. And the way that freedom of thought is controlled is by controlling speech. And what you're seeing now are these attempts to control speech, and it's troubling. So even if there is false information, which we know there is, in fact, I would probably suggest that the majority of information you see on social media is probably wrong. But the point is that it's your job to read this and have your bovine excrement meter go off and say that that's not true. That's great. That's what it's supposed to do. It's not the government's job to tell you it's false, because the government will tell you information is false that they don't want you to hear. For example, just last year, a group of senators and congresspeople in Congress, of course, they were all Democrats, they sent a letter to AT&T advocating that they dump Fox News off of AT&T. Now, never mind the fact that Fox News, far and away, is the highest rated, highest viewed, most popular news channel on television by a large margin. It's not even close. And yet, Democrat senators and congresspeople don't want you to see Fox News. They don't want you to see it. And to me, that's troubling, because that's an attempt to impact how you think. That's not an attempt to protect you from disinformation. It's an attempt to sway the future elections in their favor. And folks, that's scary. And as long as these people in Congress are doing this, I will bring it to your attention right here on At Your Service, because that's what I do. Brad Young, At Your Service. Hey, I'll be in next Wednesday evening from 8 to 10. And stick around for the Dave Glover Show next on KMOX. I got to tell you, I love the texts I get on the text line, 314-436-7900. Getting some fascinating texts this evening, trying to kind of consolidate some of these texts into one kind of message, is that at least some of you out there are as upset as I am over the government's attempt to control our speech. And it is control. It is upsetting. It's frustrating. And to me, when the frustration comes, not just because it's happening, but because those who are trying to curtail our speech don't understand the harm that comes from curtailing free speech, and they don't understand the benefits of having a free flow of ideas. And I mention this because one of the bills that we're seeing right now that's being discussed in the House of Representatives and also in the Senate, there's a Senate version, and the senator who's supporting this bill is Senator Amy Klobuchar. Now, nobody heard of Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota. Nobody heard of her until she ran for the presidency. And she was kind of mocked on Saturday Night Live because she came across as a PTA mom. And so she got notoriety from that. And what I don't like is that she's parlaying that notoriety into doing things that are truly anti-American. So she has sponsored a bill in the Senate. It's euphemistically called the Nudge Act, N-U-D-G-E, the Nudge Act. And it stands for Nudging Users to Drive Good Experiences on Social Media. Now, who cooked up that title? That's like the worst title of a bill ever. And it's way too long. It's way too confusing. And it's not sexy in any way. So I don't think this bill is going to go anywhere. But it does show the ideas that are in our capital, in the U.S. Capitol. This bill would mandate that social media platforms use, and the term that's in this bill is arithmetic algorithms to control what people say on social media. And it's all, and the intent of all of this is to censor speech that the government thinks is invalid, to censor speech that the government labels as misinformation. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, that if you read on social media, and Matt Pajeski and I were just talking about this during the break, if you read on social media that the COVID vaccine is going to have a tracer so the government can follow you when you go to the liquor store, you're just mistaken. The government doesn't, first of all, they don't care if you're going to the liquor store. And secondly, the COVID vaccine does not have a tracer in it, okay? You've watched too much Mission Impossible if you think that it does. Listen, I'm fully vaxxed, I'm boosted, and I'll be in line to get a vaccine every year. It's not going to grow two-headed babies, and it's not going to result in any alien abductions, okay? But having said that, it's not the government's place to monitor the press and the media and determine what's true and what's not true. That is not the government's job. Even if that's a problem, even if you suggest that this is an issue, folks, we never want the government telling us and controlling what is true and what is not true. And the greatest source, authority that I can go to show you why that's a bad idea, read 1984 by George Orwell. I reread that book again about, it was pre-COVID. It was probably 2019 when I reread 1984 by George Orwell. First of all, that was the first time I had read that book since probably college. And I'd forgotten how much sex there was in that book. They were trying to get away from the government censors for a lot more than just freedom of speech, I'll tell you that. But the point is, and the point that George Orwell drove home, is that as you have an authoritarian government that becomes more and more controlling, the last thing that they want to control is freedom of thought. And the way that freedom of thought is controlled is by controlling speech. And what you're seeing now are these attempts to control speech, and it's troubling. So even if there is false information, which we know there is, in fact, I would probably suggest that the majority of information you see on a social media is probably wrong. But the point is that it's your job to read this and have your bovine excrement meter go off and say that that's not true. That's great. That's what it's supposed to do. It's not the government's job to tell you it's false, because the government will tell you information is false that they don't want you to hear. For example, just last year, a group of senators and congresspeople in Congress, of course, they were all Democrats, they sent a letter to AT&T advocating that they dump Fox News off of AT&T. Now, never mind the fact that Fox News, far and away, is the highest rated, highest viewed, most popular news channel on television by a large margin. It's not even close. And yet, Democrat senators and congresspeople don't want you to see Fox News. They don't want you to see it. And to me, that's troubling, because that's an attempt to impact how you think. That's not an attempt to protect you from disinformation. It's an attempt to sway the future elections in their favor. And folks, that's scary. And as long as these people in Congress are doing this, I will bring it to your attention right here on At Your Service, because that's what I do. Brad Young, At Your Service. Hey, I'll be in next Wednesday evening from 8 to 10. And stick around for the Dave Glover Show next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.